Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Andy Collinsworth from Sonoma State University. I'm really pleased to be able to hear your performance at the CMEA Band Festival here at Cal State East Bay. You look great up on stage. Here we go with Chinese Folk Fantasy. Okay, all right, nice opening here. We need a little bit more aggressive articulation from our low reeds and low brass. Okay, nice job at getting into 13 here. Dynamically, good sensitivity. Maybe just a little bit more sting at the beginning. Oh, nice, cup mutes. Okay, now one of the things with a cup mute especially, it really affects intonation. As you continue getting used to playing with that mute, you'll find brass players, you'll have to make some adjustments in your intonation. It tends to lower the pitch a little bit. Okay, nice clarinet and horn blend. Okay, our challenge here is it. We do have some tuba players. Good. You guys really have to punch at measure 47. Okay, yeah, you'll notice you hear some pitch discrepancies. Tuning octave unison notes, like those concert Fs that we have, four bars before 56, that's always a challenge. Typically, I've found that the upper note has to play a little bit lower. So just tilt your chin slightly down. They used to say roll in and roll out. Don't do that. Flute players, just simply tilt your chin slightly towards the floor when you're playing those high notes to play, make that note match the lower octave. Okay, nice sensitivity there. I like the style of articulation on the quarter notes. We have maybe a little bit more dramatic crescendo going into 74. Okay, nice. Yeah. You know, with this group, we're doing a really good job of balancing, and I like how soft we play our softs. I'd like to hear maybe, dare I say, a little bit more volume on the loud dynamics. I say that with trepidation, of course. But I feel like we're almost a little too careful in some spots. I'm just so impressed. I've said this with your teachers, other groups, with the varied instrumentation that we have here. The numbers of students. I mean, you guys, you're very fortunate to have such a quality teacher working with you. Okay, here's Irish tune, old Irish tune. Okay, I'd like to feel this group take a deeper, richer breath. So if we play on beat 3, everybody's got to take a full quarter note length breath. The preparation breath has to be in the same speed and the same style as the music you're going to play. Tubas, I'd like to hear your pitch a little bit lower. Put a little bit more space between your back teeth. Blow hot air. Keep an oval shape to the inside of your mouth. Okay, and then here, friends, the melody has to be played like it was going to be sung. And we wouldn't sing it monodynamic. We would sing it with some dynamic forward motion. So we have to move some air. In four-measure phrasing, typically we make our breath last four measures, but as a general rule, and again, this is a generalization, we typically crescendo for three measures, and then we sort of taper in that fourth measure. Long notes in the middle of the phrase especially need crescendo. So like at 25, the dotted quarter note in measure 26th, which is the second bar of that phrase, that needs some growth. I think the tempo could move just ever so slightly faster with the pickup to 33 with this key change. It's kind of like you open the window, a fresh breeze comes in. We've got the same melodic material, but in a new, higher key. Yeah, see, what I'm hearing in our phrase, guys, is we're breathing after that dotted quarter note, that second measure of the phrase that I just mentioned a few minutes ago. We need just the opposite, air carry through and crescendo. Clarinets, when you're playing these throat tones, A's and B flats, add some right hand fingers. You can either add all three fingers of the right hand and the pinky on the C key. And if you experiment, play an A, hold that A, and waggle those right hand keys back and forth. You'll notice a difference in the timbre. When they're down, you'll notice that it sort of darkens the tone and focuses the intonation a little bit lower. You wouldn't do that on a long run, but in slow music like this, it's really helpful. Really nice release, very musical release. So guys, this is so hard to do what I'm about to say, but when we play a soft note at the end, we have to maintain our pitch center. And I know you guys have worked on this, but we can't let the sound sag. Basically what we have to do is we have to stop blowing before we release our embouchure muscles. And then, of course, in slow music, like at the end and like at places when you enter a multi-rest, like the whole band at the end of measure 48, you're coming into a rest. Slow music needs a little bit more of a traumatic visual effect. So when you end a long note and then you're going to have a multi-rest, don't be in a hurry to put the instrument in your lap. Just freeze frame, Kodak moment, if you will, that your playing posture. Let the sound resonate and then slowly release your playing posture. Clarinets, I wanted to add too, in addition to the right hand, another option for you when you're playing A or B flat is to put down the second and third fingers of your left hand. And you'll notice also that sort of darkens the timbre and focuses the intonation a little bit. Those throat tones tend to be really thin sounding. All right, we're moving on with Heartland Overture. Distinct, crisp trombones and horns. Da, 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 da. Here I think you could use maybe just a little bit of firmer articulation, a good solid T. Ta, ta, ta. I really like the technique of the percussion players there, and I like the balance. Bravo. Okay, generally pretty good balance here. We need just a little bit less from the chord, the harmonic background, people. Nice job. And the low brass, beautiful sounds from the euphonium and trombone. Nice job with your taper getting into 41. Okay, so we have sort of this call and response eighth note signature 49. The first players play eighth notes on beat two, and then the second and third players and lower instruments play eighth notes on beat four. Those tend to get buried. So when we have figures like that, they're like an echo, call an echo. The echo people have to be a little bit stronger, contrary to what the term is. You know, echo usually is softer. In this case, it can't be. Okay, now as you taper this sound here, brass players, make sure that you keep the space ever more open. Drop your jaw a little bit. Hot air. Keep your pitch down. Nice sensitive playing here. I really like the quality of your articulation. Okay, we weren't quite together, guys, and the eighth notes measure 71. Trumpets, we got a little bit ahead, guys. Maybe a little bit more, as a conductor, a little bit more on the horizontal plane would help make this music connected. Rather than conducting the traditional 4-4 pattern, you could just simply move right, left, right, left, and just sweep like you're ironing. Something I don't enjoy doing, but I think it would help with the connectivity and flow, and with tempo control. Yeah, it's soft, but it has to be big baritones and bassoon. You need a little bit more oval shape in your oral cavity. Nice. Bravo. Nice release, you guys. Good balance. That end, I don't know if you could tell, but there was also this resonant ring to your release. Well done. Again, I think it's a little too restrained dynamically. I hate to say, I'd like to hear maybe a more distinctive articulation and a little more volume. Measured 99 and 100. Good, okay, and I like your control and your contrast of dynamics. Good job, horns. Just make sure that we're listening when we get to the whole notes that we listen. We make adjustments with your airspeed and with your hand and the horn, just to focus our intonation a little bit better. Thank you. nice. Okay. Yeah, your conductor is really showing a beautiful musical gesture for the release. Again, make sure that at the ends of those notes that everybody commits to that Kodak moment, if you will. Freeze frame the playing posture. Don't be in a hurry to release your playing posture until the conductor releases his hands and lowers the baton. Guys, really just a lot of super teachings happening here. Quality musicianship. I'm really impressed with the overall quality of ensemble sound. It's a beautiful warm tone. Your sensitivity and attention to musical details, including dynamics, I think is first rate. Percussion players, you did a really nice job of balancing to the group. There were just a couple of moments, I think, where I would have liked to have heard a little bit stronger presence, not only in articulation, but in dynamic. Also, I'm impressed with the varied instrumentation. That's one of the things that makes the band sound the way that it does. Ladies and gentlemen, I mentioned it earlier, but it bears saying again, Mr. Hopkins is doing an outstanding job with you. He's one of our top teachers in the Bay Area, and you guys are so fortunate to have a dedicated and caring teacher like him working with you on a daily basis. Hats off to you. Congratulations. Enjoyed your performance. Best of luck to you in the future.